Welcome to Buggin' with Allie. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Buggin' with Allie. Welcome back. So our last episode, we took a look into building communities and promoting yourself on multiple platforms. And I got a lot of positive feedback from that episode. So we're going to kind of continue on with little tidbits that I'm also going to be covering in this ebook. It's kind of like a plan, you know, in a way, to hype you guys up about this ebook, because there's a lot of great information that is going to be provided and presented to you in an easy to follow way. So, you know, building communities are important. Obviously, promoting yourself is important. But you know what else is super duper important, you guys? Time management. So this episode is surrounded around planning, time management, and just content organizing and planning. So really just planning, organization, and time management. So that's what we're going to be focused on today, is planning, organization, and time management. So things about time management that we're going to cover is like how you may want to segment your streams into sections so that people can kind of know what to expect. Pretty much, if you stream frequently, this will kind of speak more to my streamers who do stream more frequently. So if you're like myself, you're pretty consistent, you know, you have your days, you have your hours. If you're a streamer that kind of bounces all around the times, you know, you are consistent, but you change your time very frequently, this can be something that could help you organize your streams in a way that really supports your viewers to better understand, you know, when you're going to be streaming, why are you streaming at these times, why it's important to you, and also just kind of when to follow, when to expect when you're going to be live, you know. So it helps people that maybe, you know, use your streams as a getaway. A lot of people tell me my stream is their morning cup of coffee. It helps them prepare for their days. It helps them, you know, get them ready and excited and ready to start their days. So, you know, and I love that. And when people tell me that, I get super hype. I'm like, yes, fill my ego, fill my head, because I am here for you. And as a streamer, you should really want to be hype and ready to go for your followers, for your stream, and want to hype people up in that way and inspire people. You know, for me, I get excited when you're excited, you know. So I feel like when you're, you know, managing your time in a way that it helps promote your content more than just, say for example, you tell people, yo, I stream from Monday through Friday, and you know, that's it. You know, you know, that's it. There's no excitement, there's no anything to it, there's no depth, you know. People love that. So essentially, if you're telling people, yo, I stream Monday through Fridays, and, you know, weekends or Fridays are typically when we do community days, you want to kind of like add something, not maybe not to each day, but like add something to be excited about, you know, make your stream something, you know, add something that is not only exciting, but maybe helps people look forward to your stream. For me, it's Fridays. Fridays are a big deal in my streams. People absolutely love coming through on my Fridays, because Fridays are my 12-hour days. So people are like, oh shit, I can catch Allie on Friday all day? What? And, you know, it's really big for my Pally's viewers. You know, they love the shit out of our Paladin streams. We get a lot of big raids from a lot of big people, and it's a fun time. It's a giant party. It's one giant party, and that's something I've kind of, I'm not gonna say like profit on really, because I don't make, honestly, a lot of my money comes from other stuff. It doesn't even come from Twitch anymore, because I don't stream less. If anything, I stream more, but I like my streams to be more fun, less serious, more fun, more about the community. You know, I want it to mean something. And so that's why I say, like, doing this with your streams can really encourage more people to get involved and be a part of it.
Another great reason why time management is important for your content is because of collaborations. There's going to be a lot of people that want to work with you and want to plan certain events that surround maybe certain games or a certain niche that, you know, you guys want to work together and build something on. But if you don't plan it correctly, it could be a huge mess and be unorganized and kind of stressful. So please take it from me. Excuse me. Planning your events, planning your collaborations, planning honestly anything that has to do with your stream is super important, especially for the collaborations. I can't stress that enough. Let me tell you, I've done a couple of different collaborations with people. As you guys may know, I am also a writer and I have my own blog, and I have done a magazine where I feature multiple people on that magazine, and getting in touch with everyone and kind of getting all their information and getting all those things that I need, like the photos and their favorite colors and their desired formats and how they want it done, really does take a lot of time. And so, you know, planning it ahead of time and allowing yourself an adequate amount of time to work on any projects or collaborations or events really does help, because trying to do it all in the same day can be very overwhelming and honestly just make you want to shut down. So, I can understand that. So, you know, you want to try to work on that. I have gotten better with it throughout the 2 years of me streaming, well, year and a half of me streaming. Things like my 12-hour stream, if I know I'm going to be playing a lot of different games, I tend to break it up into a longer stream and I start very early. I can get off early and still do the things I need to do in the evening time. I always try to allow time to do housework throughout the week or in between streams. That way I don't feel like my weekends get stolen from me. A lot of people were kind of questioning how I can still manage to enjoy my weekends with my son and still go outside and very much enjoy, like, things around me and not just be at the computer all the time, because I am at the computer a long time. You know, it's what I do full time. So you kind of have to force yourself to get away from it and really force yourself into that self-care, because otherwise you can get wrapped up in it and it really fucks with your mental. So you guys, bless yourself with that time and respect your soul, respect your mind and your body, and, you know, take time away from that and schedule that time to meditate, to take care of yourself and focus on yourself, because let's face it, you know, all you have at the end of the day is yourself, you know, and you can rely on everybody and everything to be there, you know, to take care of you. Like, you only have one body, so very important to schedule time for that. Speaking on the content again with the collabs, I always tell people kind of the general rule of thumb is a week in advance. But sometimes for certain things, you want to schedule more. So a lot of the times I get asked about adequately scheduling time for big events. Say, for example, we have the 12-hour, or we have a tourney, or a movie night, or girls night. And we still come into scheduling conflicts, because let's face it, we're all different types of people from all different types of, you know, walks of life, coming from different time zones. So it can be really stressful sometimes planning. But for the most part, I try to plan, you know, a week or two in advance. And I always try to remind people of the days I'm free. That way, again, I'm not robbing my days of anything. So if it is a day that I dedicate to anything else and I don't want to change that or will not work around that, then I try to make that very known. So it's very important. I think communication also kind of falls like hand in hand with that. Communicate with your audience, with your followers, with your mods when you want to do things. Which, talking about mods, that brings up a really great thing also. A lot of my streamer friends are asking me, when is it appropriate to have a mod meeting? So this is kind of funny in a way, because I actually have been trying to plan one because I have newer mods. Definitely when you have an influx of new mods. We have had, I want to say, more than 4 promotions within the last 3 months. So that's definitely something, you know, it kind of identifies a need to get everybody together in the Discord and the voice chat and even a mod chat if you have one, if not make one. Definitely have a mod chat that is private to only those roles. So the mod and the owner, which would be you. Or if you have any, like, mechanics, you know, Discord mechanics, whatever. If they're even involved in that, whatever. Usually for the bigger Discords, there's all that extra stuff. But, you know, if you're running, like, a big community and you're kind of wanting to, like, organize it a little bit better, I find it is very important to, you know, vocalize to your audience and to your mods when you want to do certain things. You might want to have a day to update everybody in your Discord or in your stream about upcoming stream changes and maybe have a mod meeting as well. So it really just goes hand in hand. It kind of depends on what exactly you necessarily need. Now I'm going to get into a very interesting portion of why time management is important. So have you ever wondered how I'm able to put out episodes of my podcast weekly on top of blog posts, on top of YouTube videos, and stay active on my socials while maintaining a very consistent stream schedule? Now, I know I just said a lot of things, but basically what I'm getting at is with time management, you're, you know, able to easily fit these things into your schedule. It is a lot. And being a creator, well, it is a lot. And to be frank, there's not enough hours in the day. I'm going to be real with you guys. So on this portion of this podcast, we're going to get into ways to segment the things you're doing and kind of fit them into your schedule. So for example's sake, we're going to keep it very, very simple. Your schedule is going to be different from mine, and that's okay. What I'm about to do is just kind of pick your brain and really encourage you to fit this business model or this, you know, this outline, this framework into what you're already doing, you know, your way, your version. Fine. Let's just say you stream from 9 to 5, like a normal job, right? 9 to 5, you know, weekly, and you have weekends off. Let's just keep it very simple for example's sake, right? The way that you can simplify your content. Let's say you're a streamer who will only post on YouTube and Instagram. Let's say those are your three platforms you're on. So Twitch, YouTube, and Instagram. Those are your three platforms is what you do, right? So you stream from 9 to 5 every week and you've got weekends off. Well, you want your weekends to be your weekends and no content creation. Boom. Understandable. We get it. Fine. So you don't do any content creation on those days. Those are your days to hang out, you know, with your friends or your family or your kids if you have any. Your weekdays, you stream from 9 to 5, and let's say Mondays and Wednesdays are your YouTube upload days, and then Tuesday, Thursday are your Instagram active days, right? So you've got basically right then and there, you got 4 days already set aside to do your extra shit off stream. The time, you can adjust the time. Either do it before or after streams or that night, whatever. So we got past that. Now Fridays. You left with Fridays, you don't have anything planned. Let Fridays be your community day, you know, and you play games that are more party-based like Jackbox Party, Gardic Phone. There's a ton of different Gardic games that you can play. Scribbly.io, any drawing games, you know, charades. Any of that fun stuff, Among Us, like Fall Guys, all that shit. Let that be your community. What I just gave you is a basic framework. I just made this up. I made it up and based it off of what I'm already doing to kind of help you. But write it down. I'm going to repeat it again. So you're going to write the business model as, I don't know, we're just going to put content creation schedule, you know. Or in my newest ebook, there's going to be a content planning sheet that is for free. So the first week that I release the ebook, there is going to be a freebie for those that pre-order for the week before it gets released. That freebie will include a few extra downloadable PDFs, or you can save them as images and you know, write on them if you have like a drawing tablet or whatever. But I'm going to include a couple of freebies because these worksheets are going to help you get your mind right and organize your thoughts and have it all written down so that you know what steps to take next. Now, you're going to write down this framework, content creation planning sheet or content creation schedule. So you're going to write whatever your schedule is, whatever days you're streaming and the hours. You're going to write it all out in a very nice and neat, like, format. And next to that or underneath, however much, you know, space you have in your paper, you're going to write what days are designated to what. Now, this doesn't have to stay the same every week, but if it makes it a little easier for you and kind of enables you, in a way kind of pushes you, like, oh, there's a deadline. I got to do that. Because if you're a content creator, you're not going to take it serious. You know, it's like, oh, I just do whatever I feel like it. Which is fine, too. I'm not shitting on people that do that. You do that, and that's how you're successful. Do your thing, boo-boo. Queen Bee, do you, boo-boo. I'm voting for all of you, right? I'm rooting for everybody. Do whatever works for you. But if you're listening right now, shut the fuck up and listen to what I'm telling you because you clearly care. You're clearly here for a reason. So, you know, I'm not trying to shit on your thought process. Do what you do best, boo-boo. But if you're here, it's for a little extra spice. So here's a spice to your wild, chaotic, lovely life. You're going to write on what days are designated to what and try to stick with that. And I'm going to challenge you to do that for the next week. So for the next week, or maybe if you want to start fresh, the next upcoming week, starting from Sunday, whatever, you want to push yourself to do it this way and live by this content creation schedule. Now, it doesn't have to be down to a science. You skip a day if you need to, fine, whatever. But I want you to really trust this process and use it as your framework to really be organized and help schedule all of your content, not just your streams. Streams, we'll get more in-depth into maybe on another episode about how to segment your streams like I do. But right now we're just talking very generally, so content creation. That way this shoe can fit multiple people instead of just one type. So once you've done that, you can take a look at it, do a trial run for a week, see how it goes. And then I want you to record your process. I want you to record your progress even. Not even, like, at the end of the week, take note of the increased viewership, of the increased followers, of the increased people that are now looking at your other platforms to promote, you know, you and support you and share your stuff. I want you to ask yourself, did this help? If not, what can I have done better? This is going to ultimately help you become a better creator.
And that's all I have for you guys today. I'm sorry the quality's been not the best lately with the last few episodes, you guys. I've just been so fired up with these ideas and all of this. And I've just been recording straight from my phone, honestly. Like, when I'm going to take Kate in the mornings, all that background noise you hear is literally me going about my morning duties. You know, making him breakfast, getting his school bag ready, taking him to school, coming from school. Like, literally, that. I'm not kidding. If you ever wanted to start a podcast, and you're listening to this and you've been here for the last few episodes, which I see y'all, I see my listenership going up. Thank you all so much. I know I gave a huge, like, long ass thank you on the last video, but or the last podcast episode, but you guys are really, really, like, showing that support, so thank you. I really appreciate it. It totally helps my podcast and my content in general, so thank you so much. And I'll continue to make this kinds of content for you guys. Please be sure to email me at lifeofvalley@gmail.com with any ideas or requested topics, and I will cover them for you guys. All right, take it easy, and I'll see you on the next episode of Buggin' with Allie. This is Allie with Life of Valley, wishing you love, peace, and hope for the universe. Peace out, Girl Scout.